Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. And you know, if you like performing arts, as we all do here at KSKA, and you'd like to support the performing arts, why not take a moment after the show, not during the show, but after the show, and call 550-8484 to donate to KSKA this week. We surely would appreciate your support. If you can't call, you can go online, alaskapublic.org. And again, we are about supporting the performing arts. We'd like to go backstage and meet the people who are creating exciting performing arts in our community. So we're not going to be here doing commercials about the shows coming up. We want to get backstage and meet these people. We have two very exciting people today. We're going to meet. They're from UAA Department of Dance. We have Brian Jeffrey, who is the director of New Dances 2017. And Brian, it's always a thrill to have you back on the show. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here with you, Steve.
We also have a star here. We have Katie O'Loughlin. She's, as Brian says, she's doing a quadruple service in the concert. We'll talk about all the things she's doing in the show. Katie O'Loughlin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve.
So, Brian, let's get an overview here of New Dances. This is a show you do every year, but every year, of course, is different because there are different new dances. Tell us a bit about the overview of the concept of this concert, and then we'll get to some more specifics.
Sure. You know, Steve, when I started the New Dances program almost 15 years ago now, one of my intentions was to feature just the outstanding talent with inside of our Department of Theater and Dance. So this show is a big production. There are 58 of us on the roster, and that includes both about 40 performers, in addition to the choreographers, as well as 10 lighting designers and all of the backstage crew and technicians. So we're a really big group. This year specifically, we have 10 different new dances on the program, and those are choreographed by several are students, and you know, I think all of the students are seniors this year, so that's exciting for me that we have a lot of upperclassmen, as well as two faculty members, Becky Kendall and Melissa Jabe, myself included, and also one of our all-time favorite guest artists who we've had up here to Alaska many times, Catherine Kramer, has joined us for work this time.
And I meant to say, this is the only weekend you're performing. It opened last night, and we go through Sunday. So you've already had one show under your belt. It must be exciting to have all these, 58 different people come together to do a show, and it finally comes together, right?
Always. You know, I just keep letting the production get bigger and bigger. One thing about our program, it's all about inclusion. I like to get a lot of different types of skill levels involved, as well as just diverse interests from how people want to participate. So it's certainly not just performers, but we really encourage the students to continue thinking about how they can participate with, again, those other technical skills like designing with light and many of those other aspects. And last night we had a very enthusiastic audience of over 100 people. So we're looking forward to hopefully having a full out show for our entire run this weekend.
You mentioned all the different people, including dancers and choreographers and designers, and you're talking about Katie, because apparently, and seniors. She's a senior, she's designing lighting for the show, she's a choreographer, and she's a dancer. Katie, why do you do all these different things?
That's a good question, Steve. You know, I do all those things because that's what I came to school to learn how to do. And I'm just grateful that Brian and Dan Anto have given me the opportunity to do that. They don't stick me in a box. They don't make me do one thing. They allow me to dip my fingers into all aspects, and that's why I do it.
You know, a lot of us in the arts do different things, and the one unfair question people always ask us is, so what do you like to do the best? And there really is no best, is there?
No.
Because, I mean, it seems to me that as a choreographer, you're seeing dance in a different way than you are as a lighting designer and as a performer, but it all melts together somehow, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. And it's just a whole new level of creativity, and you kind of learn how to have different perspectives and different eyes when you're looking at it. And learning how to light has helped me learn how to choreograph better. And they all kind of fade into one another.
Talk about that for a moment, because that's something that many people may not understand how that works. How is designing lighting helping you to choreograph better?
Yeah. So it's like one of my favorite parts of it, I'm so glad that I've gotten the opportunity to take all these design classes, because as I've learned how to design lights and I've learned how to color mix and I've learned how to like do all these things technically, as I choreograph, all those things are in the back of my head. They're all these tools that I'm thinking about as I'm creating my dance and I'm working with my dancers. And so it's just been, you know, it's just another foundation to my work that I'm that just kind of enhances it and allows my brain to work and work harder.
And Brian, I imagine you must have some frustrations in your long career of working with choreographers or even dancers who have no idea about lighting. And so they, once they get to the technical rehearsals, they're saying, well, why are you doing these things? They're messing me up.
What a great comment, because that is very much the case. You know, within the department, we really try to promote very well-rounded artists in their training. So if you are a theater major, for example, especially if with a technical emphasis, you're required to sort of cross all those boundaries and learn not just how to act, but also learn what goes into making the technical aspects of a production happen. Same thing if you're a dance minor in our production, you are required to take a production technique class. So hopefully we're making articulate artists that can interact with other aspects of the performance in many different ways. One thing I wanted to comment about Katie with this particular piece that she has developed, I think she's really pushed herself to a new artistic tier, because she's also collaborating with an incredible percussionist as part of the music department, Eric Bleicher, and he's playing marimba live as part of the piece that Katie has created and the dancers are performing to.
We're talking with Brian Jeffrey and Katie O'Loughlin from the UAA Department of Dance. They're performing new dances 2017 this week at UAA on the main stage. I just want to mention that curtain time is 8 o'clock tonight and Saturday and 6 o'clock on Sunday. Katie, you're about to jump in there and say something about that. Go ahead.
No, I don't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, well, yeah,
I remember.
What about the process of collaboration?
Yeah, I remember.
How is that for you?
Oh, well, before I go into that, I wanted to just say, with the whole cast and crew, right, there's 58 of us this time around, and Brian has done such a good job every single year. I've been part of New Dances for 4 years now, and even if it's just a dancer that's coming on and dancing with us, like, Brian's always like, meet the tech crew, like, get to know your soundboard ops, and even if you don't take theater classes, you still get the opportunity to kind of just, like, meet the people that are doing the job that's making your show happen, and it's a really cool opportunity that Brian gives every person involved.
Well, it's all about collaboration, but let's get back to something else. Let's get back to the germ of the dance. And both of you are choreographers, and I know every choreographer works differently, just as every playwright, every painter works differently to begin the idea. But Katie, is there one thing that you, the sort of germ of an idea, and how do you begin the idea for a dance piece? Or is that just too unfair of a question?
No, it's not unfair at all. It's actually one of my favorite parts about creating a dance. I actually start by writing. I write a lot. And so that's kind of how I come up with my idea. I just do a lot of writing and I pick an idea that I want to run with. And then I write more on that idea. And then I start developing movement off of it. And more ideas come through that. And then, of course, when you're in development mode with your dancers, more comes through that. And so it's just kind of a step-by-step process.
You know, I've seen, of course, some dances require the choreographer to come in with the entire piece choreographed out. And then some dancers, some choreographers like to develop with the dancers as they're doing it. Brian, which do you prefer, or do you even care?
That is such a timely question for this particular piece that I did. Usually, it's very much about the developmental process for me. I often will just have, like you say, just a germ or a little seed of an idea in my head, but it's very much about going into the studio, part of the rehearsal process with the performers. I often never know what music I'm going to use or what the costumes are going to look like until I actually start the process. However, this time, for my first time in at least 20, 25 years, I decided to reimagine work that I had done before from about 10 years ago. And I think this is really pertinent for all of us here in Alaska. This winter was really cold. It seemed really long. There was a lot of snow.
We still have snow on the ground.
Right, I know. So back in January, you know, I just started thinking about spring, and I'm just anxious for it, and the way that it fills me and makes me feel, and there's a sense of lightness and beauty and all of these sort of wonderful things that surround it. So about 15 years ago, I did a piece called Several Things About Spring, and it's really an homage to that season coming back. So I've revisited those concepts with a different number in the cast, and before there were four men and four women, now it's seven women, and I'm calling it Spring Returns, and we just go bounding forth with just joy and lightness and... there's seven beautiful women in it. Katie performs in it. And we literally create a garden on stage that sort of dances around. So this particular time for me, it was really fun to revisit something that I had done before and reimagined it in a new way.
I imagine that must be exciting. You've had a long career in dance. You've created many pieces. And Katie, you're sort of starting out as a choreographer. You've created a handful of pieces, maybe more than that. Do you see yourself developing as a person as you're choreographing? Do you see yourself being different today than you were when you choreographed that piece before, Brian?
Always. Oh, my gosh. You know, you always have such great questions to sort of prompt us, Steve. No, you know, and one of the reasons why I often don't revisit work is because I'm always learning something new, either about myself and the content or the idea that I want to address or the opportunity to always work with such gifted performers, whether they're students or peers. So they really, they often are offering the inspiration for how I want to work.
Katie, have you seen yourself develop as a choreographer? I'm sure you have over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Just looking back to my first time choreographing just at UAA, which was New Dances 2015. So 3 years ago now. Wow, crazy. Yeah, I just love every time I choreograph, I'm learning more about myself. And then I love, challenge myself to try new things. And so each time I'm, like, creating new dance, I'm trying to push myself to be like, don't do exactly what you did last time. And it's actually not that hard. Like, that's what I love about performance. Like, live performance is that it always is different and there's always more to it. And so...
And imagine you're always learning from each other. In fact, Brian, you were mentioning a moment ago a trip you took down, was it to California, to a dance festival?
Yes. I was so fortunate to be able to take five students to a national conference that's called the American College Dance Conference. Well, they just changed the name recently. Something like the American College Dance Conference. And so it was in Modesto, California. And students are there from all over the country. We begin dancing or taking classes or going to lectures about dance at 8 a.m. in the morning, and it basically goes nonstop until 11 o'clock at night by the time we leave performances and such. But one thing, Katie has really been a fantastic student leader inside of our whole department. You know, when she started with us about 4 years ago, the first dance she choreographed maybe was about 6 minutes long or so. I'm not exactly sure how long. And just now, back in January, as part of her senior thesis, she wound up wrapping an evening-length work, like a one-hour, one-act, all in dance. And so that was really exciting to see her evolution in just this short time, from how she thinks about doing just a short dance to being able to sustain and entertain an audience for the entire evening.
Well, speaking of sustaining, I'm afraid we have to stop here. We're just run out of time. I'd like to talk much more about Katie and your process for this piece you're talking about, but we'll have to wait until next time.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank my guests, Brian Jeffrey and Katie O'Loughlin from UAA Department of Dance, performing in New Dances this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. Sunday at 6 p.m. Thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for having us.
For next time, I'm Steve Hunt for Stage Talk and KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.